We continue in Revelation, the 18th chapter. The first verse talks about a mighty angel that comes down to the earth, and its message fills the whole world with glory, and it says, illuminates us. That means there's a second enlightenment, which means there is a second Dark Ages. We know about the first Dark Ages, right? And we're glad that we came out of that. And as a result of that, America was born, and much of the world caught the idea of freedom from America and from the Enlightenment, or one side of the Enlightenment that came about. Now, we're back in another Dark Ages. The devil has manipulated society so that we can have access to more knowledge than ever in history. We can take a smartphone and ask Siri whatever we want to ask her, and she'll give us an answer, point us to where the answer is. It's absolutely amazing the access to knowledge we have today, but we are in a dark age in that we lack wisdom. And we lack comprehending truth. So many people believe the lie. Babylon means confusion. It's the lies of Satan. So many people are sucked in, or drink the Kool-Aid, you might say, today. But the Bible says before Jesus comes, there's going to be something that puts a stop to that disillusionment. And that is, Babylon will fall again. Why? Because a mighty message goes to the whole world. Does that mean everyone will accept it? No. But that means that there will be access again to truth, and truth will be made attractive, and many will either accept it or reject it. But notice what it says here in the lament over Babylon's fall. It says in chapter 18, verse 9, "And the kings of the earth who committed acts of immorality and lived sensuously with her," that is with Babylon, "will weep and lament over her when they see the smoke of her burning." And this is symbolic language talking about the destruction of falsehood. "Standing at a distance because of the fear of her torment, saying, 'Woe, woe, the great city, Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come.'" That 1 hour, many people think, is representing 1 year in which the last plagues fall on planet Earth, and those plagues open people's minds to the fact that they're on the wrong side. But even before this happens, because it says, "Come out of Babylon that you do not partake in her plagues." So before probation closes, just before the end of time, there is a message that clears people's minds if they allow it. And it says, "In 1 hour your judgment has come," verse 11. "And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore." Who are the merchants of Babylon? Who trades in the lies and the falsehoods of confusion? Those are the teachers of false philosophy. Those are the teachers of false doctrines. The Bible says in the book, I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 4, it says that in the church even, there are doctrines of demons. Did you know some of the teachings in some churches came from demons infiltrating the church, and the emphasis on the wrong things leading to wrong behavior and wrong comprehension? Well, it says that there are merchants who trade in those things. They have things to sell people. They want to convince them to buy their merchandise. In other words, they want to sell their ideas, their religious falsehoods. It says no one buys them anymore. Why? Because this mighty message in the last days opened people's eyes to the lies that they have been fed. It is good news, I believe, that before Jesus comes, and by the way, have you wondered how things can get so bad in this world? It seems like people are upside down in their thinking. Evil is called good, and good is called evil, as the Bible says. We are living in the dark ages of Earth's history again. But the good news is, before Jesus comes, he's not going to come when so many people are deceived. He's looking for those who love the truth. There are people who love the truth but are deceived because they don't know about the truth, and their eyes will be open before Jesus comes. Do you love the truth? The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, that the saved are those who love the truth. I love the truth. That doesn't mean I have all truth, but it means I love the truth. I want to be on God's side. I want to love righteousness and hate evil. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.